Welcome to the Step-by-Step Wedding Prep Podcast by Wedding Connections of the Hudson Valley, the weekly show that makes wedding planning fun again. Here, you'll go from planning panic, that constant sense of feeling overwhelmed, stressed out, and needing to please those around you, to being in control again, feeling confident, encouraged, and calm in planning the day you've always dreamed of. From interviews with industry experts to firsthand planning tips and more, you'll learn ways to make wedding planning easy, affordable, and as stress-free as possible. Now here's your host, Felicia Zammit McMahon.
Hello, and welcome back to the show, where we teach you everything you need to know to plan your wedding like a pro. This is episode number 3, and every Wednesday I'll be answering the most commonly asked questions couples have when it comes to planning their wedding. Weddings today have gotten overly complicated and stressful when they don't need to be. And with this podcast and blog, my goal is to give you all the knowledge you need to take the overwhelm out of wedding planning and to make it as fun and as stress-free as possible, the way it should be. If you're a new listener, thank you so much for being here, and I encourage you to subscribe to the show in Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you find podcasts. And if you know anyone planning a wedding who could use a little help, I ask that you please share this with them, as it would mean the world to me to know I could help couples in need. Today's question is for all of you who are on the fence about whether or not to get engagement photos done, especially when you're on a tight budget. Now, you may be one of those people that might be thinking they're a waste of money, or perhaps thinking the money you invest in these photos could go towards something else for your wedding day. Perhaps you were even lucky enough to have your proposal photographed, and therefore you don't think you need them. And I hear you loud and clear, because I thought the same thing. I didn't want engagement photos because we got engaged in Walt Disney World and had our photos taken by one of their PhotoPass photographers. And these are photographers who are set up all throughout the parks in special spots that make for great photo ops. And we had so many photos that if you looked through them quickly, it almost looks like a flip book. It looks like an animated flip book. It's really funny. So I thought we were all set. I mean, how could engagement photos compare to the actual engagement? And I remember even saying to all the photographers that we were looking at the time that we didn't need them or want them. And I'm telling you, I was so naive and so sure of myself, it's embarrassing. After taking some time to listen and learn why they were actually a great investment, I did eventually change my mind. And I have to be honest, I'm really glad I did. So if you're on the fence about this too, I want to share some insights that might help make your decision a little easier. So first and foremost, your engagement photos are an investment. You know, I'm not going to lie, it is an investment. It is going to be an added cost. And if you've listened carefully to the way I've worded what I've said so far, you've heard me call them an investment instead of talking about how much they cost. And this is very deliberate. It's so easy when planning your wedding to think that you're paying for services, like a transaction. And I could see why. I mean, you're paying someone for a good or service in return. It's economics 101. I get it. But what many couples often don't realize until after the fact is that all of these things, you know, your photos, your dress, your invites, whatever, they're actually an investment in yourself and in a memory that will last forever. And I know it's hard to see that now because it seems like every day you're paying for something else and your bank account takes a beating every day. But if you can try to take a step back and picture 1 year, 3 years, 5 years from now, if it's something that you could say you'd regret if you didn't do it, then do it. The money will replace itself, but the opportunity won't. So number 2, it's good practice for getting photographed. So let me ask you a question. How many times have you had professional photos taken? Outside of a headshot here or there, probably never. And let me tell you, for as easy as it may seem, it can be very awkward and uncomfortable if you're not used to it. I mean, someone you don't know is telling you how to pose and how to smile and is putting you in these weird positions that you normally don't stand in, even though they know it makes for a great photo op, it's just weird. And you should see your engagement photos as practice. If you saw our engagement photos, you'd have such a laugh because the ones that were taken in the beginning of our session, we looked really stiff with forced smiles and very uncomfortable. But then in the ones taken at the end, we look more like ourselves. We're more relaxed. We're more comfortable. We're smiling. We're laughing. We're having a great time. And this is because by the time the end of the session came, we had practiced what to do over and over again. Now, typically, your engagement photo session, depending on the photographer, can last anywhere between 1 to 2 hours. And honestly, wouldn't it be great to get 1 to 2 hours of practice in before your wedding to learn how to feel comfortable in front of a camera and do that now than to try to figure it out on your wedding day? So that is a great reason why engagement photos are a wonderful investment. So number three, it gives you time to connect with your photographer. Outside of maybe a wedding planner, if you decide to hire one, your photographer is the one vendor you're going to work with the most and spend the most time with. So think of your engagement session as kind of like your first date. It's your chance to get to know each other. It's the first time you and your photographer actually get to work together. So up until this point, you've probably just spoken on the phone a few times or had a face-to-face meeting just to go over logistics and contract stuff. But this is the first time you get to see them in action and they get to physically work with you. And you're both going to learn a lot about each other during this time. You're going to see how they handle your nerves, how comfortable they make you feel, how they handle lighting or weather or whatever else may get thrown in your way. You'll get to see if they're calm, if they're intense, or whatever. And also during this time, they'll get to know you too. They'll get to see what makes you feel comfortable. They'll get to see what makes you tick. Are you a more reserved couple? Are you a more outgoing couple? Whatever it is, they'll adjust their style according to what makes you feel more like you, because after all, that's their job. You don't just want pretty pictures. You want pictures that are pretty and represent your true self. The fourth tip is that your engagement photos actually have multiple uses. Now, you may know this already, but believe it or not, your engagement photos are actually probably going to get more views than your wedding photos. Engagement photos are typically used for a lot of the pre-wedding stuff, like your save the dates, your wedding website, wedding signage, your guest book. But even beyond that, they make really nice gifts for your family and beautiful photos for you to hang in your home. Typically, engagement photos have a more relaxed, casual feel to them than wedding photos. So they're usually a preferred photo to display more than wedding photos. And many couples actually even bring a change of clothes with them. So they have some photos of them dressed down in their normal clothes and then change into something a little bit more dressier that they use for their save their dates or more formal wedding notions. Number five is that it gives you a chance to see if you like their work. Now, I know this sounds kind of weird because you're thinking, why would I choose a photographer if I didn't like their work? And you'd be right. Chances are, if you've hired a photographer, it's because you like them and you like their work. And most often than not, the same photographer who takes your engagement photos will also be taking your wedding photos. But sometimes what you see is not always what you get. They may have the best style, but are a nightmare to work with. Or maybe they take forever in getting your proofs back. If you haven't booked your wedding photographer yet, and your engagement photos are like a trial run for you, this will give you an opportunity to test their work. And if you really don't like the results, it'll give you time to find something else. You don't want your wedding day to come and go to realize your photographer did not live up to your expectations. There are no redos in your wedding day. Now, In order for you to do this, though, you need to give yourself plenty of time. I'm talking an engagement of a year and a half or more. Why? Because wedding photographers are one of the first three vendors couples book, and they can book well over a year in advance. If you know you're going to have a long engagement, you have more of an opportunity to do this trial run. If you decide you don't like their work, you have plenty of time to find a new photographer. But if you do this within a year, you're going to be scrambling like crazy and get really frustrated trying to find someone. If you do scramble, either you're going to find newbies looking for experience who might be worse than before, or someone ridiculously out of your price range, and no one wants that. And last but not least, engagement photos capture a fleeting moment in time. I mean, compared to the time you're dating or the time that you'll be married, you're only engaged for a short amount of time. And wouldn't it be nice to have photos that capture that magical time in your life? Remember what I said before about it being an investment. A few years from now, you're going to look back at this time in your life and look at it very fondly. And a few years from now, life is going to be very different. You know, maybe you'll have kids, or maybe you'll be living somewhere else. You'll thank yourself later for having invested in yourself and have photos that capture your pre-married life. So there you have it. Those are six reasons why investing in engagement photos is a great idea. Now, I'd love to hear from you. If you are a couple who's already had your engagement photos taken, I'd love to hear what made you decide to have them done. And also, if you're a couple that didn't get engagement photos done, I'd love to hear why not. So join us over on Facebook or on Instagram at SBS Wedding Prep, and let us know your reasons behind that. You could use the hashtags SBS Wedding Prep and Wedding Wednesdays. And also, don't forget, if you're a Hudson Valley bride or groom-to-be, make sure you head on over to WeddingConnectionsHV.com to get Hudson Valley-specific information for your wedding, including free downloadable printables and real Hudson Valley wedding photo inspiration. Now, if this show has been helpful to you in any way, please make sure to subscribe and let your friends know. If you know anyone getting married who could use a helping hand, I'd be so happy to help. So until next time, happy planning.